Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Hey, neighbor, now's the time to be making plans to be a part of this year's Texoma Cattlemen's Conference being put on by the Noble Foundation Friday, February 26th at the Ardmore Convention Center. The theme for this year's event, the cattle industry, evolving through innovation and technology. An all-day cattle conference that'll help you get ready for 2016 and beyond in the beef cattle business. For more information, go to noble.org/ag events or call them 580-224-6375.
It's a special replacement cow and bull sale at McAllister Stockyard Saturday, February 13th at noon. The sale will feature over 700 head of bred heifers, open heifers, pairs, bred cows, and bulls. It'll include 20 Hereford heifers bred to Brahma bulls in the second stage, 25 Hereford heifers bred to registered Brahma bulls in the third stage, plus many more. New buyers need to register before sale day. For a complete listing, go to www.mcallisterstockyards.com or call 918-423-2834. 918-423-2834.
It was a hearing of the House Agriculture Committee, but clearly on trial, Administrator of the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency, Gina McCartney, had to face a lot of questions about WOTUS, the Waters of the U.S. Clean Water Rule that EPA has put into place. Right now, it's under a stay by a federal district judge on a national basis, but it's still out there. And the members of the House Agriculture Committee demanding that EPA rethink the Waters of the U.S. rule. During the course of the hearing, Administrator McCarthy was repeatedly questioned about her agency's violation of the anti-lobbying provision of the federal rulemaking process, despite the fact that the Government Accountability Office found that EPA violated these provisions. Administrator McCarthy has maintained that her agency acted within the law. She said that during the hearing yesterday again. But the number two Democrat of the House Agriculture Committee, Congressman David Scott of Georgia, was the one that really laid the wood to Ms. McCarthy over the EPA's manhandling and violation of the rights of farmers regarding the Clean Water Act.
First of all, Ms. McCarthy, I think that you and the EPA have drastically manhandled and violated the rights of our farmers, especially dealing with this water issue. You did break the law. You did break the law. It needs to be admitted. It needs to be recognized. And furthermore, you spent taxpayers' money in the lobbying.
Democratic Congressman David Scott blasting away at EPA's Gina McCarthy yesterday at a House Ag Committee hearing. The Oklahoma Ag in the Classroom folks have selected Amber Bales of Morrison Elementary as their Oklahoma 2016 Ag in the Classroom Teacher of the Year. She's a third grade teacher from Morrison Elementary. She'll be honored at the Ag Day activities at the Oklahoma State Capitol on the 30th of March. Winter board meeting of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association held this week. They came up with several priorities for their group to be working on in the months ahead at the state capitol. They say they want to protect tax policies important to cattle producers, such as the sales tax exemption and ad valorem tax priorities that are being discussed as possible revenue sources for the lawmakers looking for ways to pay for state government with a huge budget hole now of over $1.3 billion. Also, the cattle producers say they're going to work hard to pass State Question 777, Oklahoma's Right to Farm constitutional amendment that's on the November general election ballot. You've got farm news on Ron.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
That's your farm news. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.